This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the Oxfam Report on Working for the Few. The headline soundbite from the Oxfam Report, Working for the Few, Political Capture and Inequality, released on the eve of the World Economic Forum for the Rich and Business Elite at Davos, Switzerland, was the fact that 85 individual super-rich have as much citizen wealth as half of the world's population. Indeed, the fact that each of these mega-millionaires has as much wealth as more than 40 million people is simply staggering. The bottom line of the report is that the rich have so much money that they've thoroughly captured the political system and bent it to their will and further riches, exacerbating inequality to the record levels we face today. To give some props to Oxfam, when you actually read the report, there's more to the report than even that glaring headline. Here's their case. Almost half of the world's wealth is now owned by just 1% of the population. The wealth of the 1% richest people in the world amounts to $110 trillion. That's 65 times the total wealth of the bottom half of the world's population. 7 out of 10 people live in countries where economic inequality has increased in the last 30 years. The richest 1% increased their share of income in 24 out of 26 countries for which data is available between 1980 and 2012. In the United States, the wealthiest 1% captured 95% of post-financial crisis growth since 2009, while the bottom 90% became poor. Following this brief, and survey results indicate in 6 countries that people overwhelmingly believe that the political system has been captured by the rich, 80% in Spain, for example, their laundry list of recommendations is hard to argue with. They believe the rich should not dodge taxes in their own countries or in countries where they invest and operate by using tax havens, not use their economic wealth to seek political favors that undermine the democratic will of their federal citizens, make public all the investments in companies and trusts for which they are ultimate beneficial owners, support progressive taxation on wealth and income, challenge governments to use their tax revenue to provide universal health care, education, and social protection for citizens, demand a living wage in all the companies they own or control. The particular combination of policies required to reverse rising economic inequality should be tailored to each national context, but developing and developed countries that have successfully reduced economic inequality provide some suggested starting points, notably cracking down on financial secrecy and tax dodging, redistributive transfers and strengthening of social protection schemes, investment in universal access to health care and education, progressive taxation, strengthening wage floors and workers' rights, and removing the barriers to equal rights and opportunities for women. Okay, maybe it's pie in the sky, but it's hard for me to disagree that it would be heaven on earth compared to the one-way world 99% of us are living in today. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.